It's time once again for The Throbbing Hive, and we check in with John Moe, the host of NPR's Wits. He's also our man plugged in around the clock to the world of social media and the internet. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
What's a throb this week?
Homestar Runner is going to throb again.
Very exciting.
This is such exciting news. And for you younglings, for you young punks out there with your MP3 players and your skateboards, I'll explain. Homestar Runner is a series of cartoons that were really big sort of in the early part of the aughts, Flash-based cartoons of the adventures of a group of very eccentric characters such as Homestar Runner, Marzipan, Strong Bad, Strong Mad, Strong Sad.
The Cheat,
mm-hmm. Coach Z. Just this strange animation cartoon series that the two brothers who are largely responsible for it haven't really updated it in about 4 years, haven't really done much in terms of new cartoons. But on April 1st of this year, they posted a minor update, just sort of like a little teaser thing, and the response was so huge that they say now they're coming back with new episodes.
Well, I wouldn't even know if it had gone away or come back. I mean, I haven't watched it since college.
Yeah, it's a thing that a lot of people watched quite a lot in college.
Yes.
And
it was funnier than it is now.
Well,
still pretty funny.
It's still pretty funny. It's the type of humor, and it was very influential, I should say, for anybody doing online comedy. This mm-hmm. is sort of the Monty Python of online comedy clips. I used to watch it a lot with my kids when they were a little bit younger, and they got fully immersed in the world of Homestar Runner, and they just loved it, and they knew all the characters. The other day, even before I learned this news, I showed one of them to my six-year-old who had no experience in it at all, and she did not crack a smile. And afterwards, she's like, I don't understand that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's interesting to say that your kids would get immersed in the world and the characters and everything, because to me, watching Homestar Runner was all about just the passing jokes in the immediate segments,
yes,
and never having really any interest. It was like it was immaterial what the actual characters were about. It seemed that the point was they were all just stream of consciousness
in this world, right?
Yeah, and who cared really who they were or what they did?
The brothers Chaps have gone on to other things. I think one of them works for Cartoon Network. I think they work on the show Gravity Falls, which is a really fun show. But what was great about these things is they weren't trying to make money off them. They weren't trying to please an audience. They weren't trying to please a network. And so it was just completely what was amusing to these people, which is what a lot of great art
is, isn't it?
Yes.
It's exactly right.
Is it just going to come back to the website, or do you think they'll try to make something else out of it, like an actual show?
Well, I mean, what's the point at this point in making a show? If you're online, then you need to be... You know, it's like we talk about here in the world of audio programming. Mm-hmm. You need to be available to everybody whenever and wherever they want to get you.
Yep.
I mean, hopefully it won't be just Flash-based anymore, so you can...
Oh, I disagree.
I kind of hope that it is.
You want Flash-based?
Yes, I do, and I'll tell you why. Because one of the things about Flash-based animation is that you cannot forward it.
Right.
You have to sit
you
and
have to
watch
sit
it.
And watch the whole
and
thing.
So you have to get the sort of progression of
You watch
of
it
humor,
the way they want you to
The way
see it.
They want you to see it.
Yeah.
So if you just went to the end to see, you know, the Trogdor burninating the village, you wouldn't get all the buildup.
You don't know that he's built out of the letter S.
Exactly, with consummate Vs.
And a slightly different S.
Right. Right.
I had no idea that you guys were so hardcore.
The Radio Strong Bad email is one of my favorite.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
let's just play a little segment here of Strong Bad doing college radio.
The fish was delish, and we heard track six. It made quite a dish. Campus Outreach is looking for... Hang on. Okay, I am out of here for today, but first up is an hour of chanting.
All right, so you can see why we're such fans of that, because it rings very, very true.
I don't know why you guys never play cool tapes on the current.
All right, what else
best
is
band.
What's throbbing here? What else is throbbing this week?
Potato salads throbbing.
God, isn't it?
And controversy around said potato salad is throbbing
That's
even more.
Still throbbing, isn't it?
Yeah. So in case you're not up to speed on this, a guy named Zach Brown launched a Kickstarter where he just wanted to make a potato salad and was trying to raise $10 to get the potatoes and mayonnaise in order to do that. Mm-hmm. To date, he's raised around $50,000. And it's sort of this meta joke that has taken on a life of its own. And now there's all this buzz around the internet on the popular news sites and blogs, tech blogs, of people saying, no, he should donate all this money to food shelters, or he should donate it to resolving the Israel-Palestine conflict, or, you know, all these other
50
things.
50 grand will go a long way.
Maybe something
don't
useful.
Don't you think?
50 yeah. grand goes a long way, but, you know, by the same token, he created this creative idea. You know, he came up with this idea that was so brazen and unexpected yet obvious that as a sort of piece of online performance art, a lot of people are saying, no, that he earned that money. He should keep that money.
Now, isn't it true that if you raise money on Kickstarter that it cannot then be turned around and donated to charity?
You have to use it for what you
for
intended
its intended
to
purpose.
Use it. Yeah.
Is that correct?
Right. I believe so. I mean, there's...
I don't even understand how he was able to do it in the first place. Like, how did wanting to make a potato salad even fall into the rules of what Kickstarter is?
I mean, well, I mean, there's not a lot of specific rules as to what Kickstarter is or isn't. And you know, I read a piece on a site called The Verge where it said, does the potato salad belong on Kickstarter? Well, it just proved to the world that it does. I mean, there are other people.
Clearly
out,
there was a demand for
clearly
it.
Clearly people. I mean, I was looking through his goals and his stretch goals on this because the goal was $10. That was done pretty quickly. The stretch goal of $35 is I will make four times as much potato salad. I know 40 isn't four times $10, but you guys have earned it. $75, pizza party. And now the last goal posted was $3,000 where he was going to rent out a party hall and invite the whole internet to the potato salad party. But of course, now he's raised more than 10 times that amount.
Does he plan on doing the potato salad festival or something? I thought I read that somewhere.
It could be. I mean, he's forever now the potato salad guy. And other people have tried similar things. Somebody went on Kickstarter asking for $8 because they wanted to buy a burrito at Chipotle, and they were willing to graph its deliciousness, and they got over $1,000. So clearly, public radio with our member drive is just going about
what
this
are we
all
doing?
Wrong
way. We're far too. I think the problem is we're far too earnest, and there's not nearly.
We're not thinking outside the box.
Irony
and food.
Food.
There needs to be. It needs to be food based. Mm-hmm. I think if you ran a Kickstarter to get Jill and Steve some nachos, that'll probably pay for the current's operating budget for you.
I think we have.
And
an
you
idea.
Get
we have
nachos
our idea.
In the process.
And we get nachos in the process. Yeah. Well, Kickstarter, it's only the beginning, isn't it?
It really is.
I
always wish there was a Kickstopper where you could just find ideas that you hate and then just kick them until they stop. Oh, I'm making a new album. Oh, no, you're not.
No, you're
not.
We are going to kill this idea.
Yeah. When does Wits resume, John?
Oh, I don't know.
You're on a little bit of a break. You even have a beard.
I know.
I mean,
you could find me loitering at area malls. Mm-hmm. No, we're planning our fall season right now, and I'm not sure what all we can announce, but it's a lot of really great stuff, and it's all coming together.
Well, you can certainly listen to Wits every Sunday night right here on The Current, and John's new book in the meantime is called Dear Luke, We Need to Talk, Darth. John Moe joins us every Tuesday morning for The Throbbing Hive. Thank you very much, John.
Thanks, you guys.
It's 89.3 The Current.